Hi, it's Phil Henry. It's time now for episode 430 of our classic podcast. And this one is with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, always a favorite of mine. This is from February of 2005. And in this particular episode, Jay was talking about doing one of his famous flare drops to enforce the drug laws pertaining to methamphetamine. And really, the only people that he would be looking for using methamphetamine would be, quote, white people. And there's a little bit of a hitch of sadness in his step, says Jay, when he has to approach a white motorist. Jay then grabs a handful of hair and pulls the motorist's head back to shine a flashlight up their nose to see if there's any sprinkling of meth around the nostril portions. I'm quoting Mr. Santos directly. And those of you who are familiar with him, none of that comes as a surprise. For those of you who may not be familiar with Jay, sit tight. You're about to hear a whole lot more of that. Jay Santos from February of 2005. It is episode 430 of our classic podcast.
It may be called the state police.
We're talking with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and Jay is speaking with us about something you've probably heard a lot about. You've heard of it called crank or ice. What are some of the street names, Jay, for methamphetamine?
You pretty much got them covered there, Phil. Crank, ice, sometimes called crystal, sometimes called crystal meth. It is a derivative, Phil, originally of a drug which is very prominent in the late 60s, early 70s, called methadrine. And methamphetamine is simply cut with more rougher grades, perhaps not as pure a form of amphetamine.
And then it's ground up and snorted, is that it?
That is primarily the way that the drug is used, that's correct. And there is a veritable epidemic right now of methamphetamine, as you indicated before, that is making its way not only into the cities, so I think you sort of might have misspoke a little bit, but methamphetamine is being used by all kinds of individuals, primarily individuals who are not traditional offenders, traditional perpetrator. When you're speaking about the drug problem, traditional perpetrator may be, not always, but may be a person of color. Now you have methamphetamine, which is being used, manufactured primarily by whites and used primarily by white people, who are then manufacturing it and bringing it into the cities where it is sold primarily to African-American school children. So it is.
So in other words, this is a reverse in the trend where whites are selling to blacks as opposed to the traditional stereotype of the black drug dealer sending his drugs into the outlying white areas?
That is it. And I can tell you, Phil, as I sit here as a member of law enforcement, Citizens Auxiliary Police is a voluntary police agency, but I think we all know, we do have constitutional citizens arrest powers, and we all know the police are overworked, so we know that there's a lot more need than just police. It's difficult for me on the front line of law enforcement, and I want you to know that there is no racism, not only not in me, and not at all in any of my fellow Citizens Auxiliary Police officers. But there is, and I'm sure your audience understands, there is a little bit of sadness, I suppose, when you find yourself targeting and pulling over mostly whites, people who you traditionally thought were perhaps above the, this kind of thing.
And well, what do you mean traditionally?
Well, mostly
when I think of methamphetamine, I think of, and maybe this is wrong of me, but I think of kind of strung out white trash bikers, truck drivers, not truck drivers per se, but just kind of dudes that got some problems, those kind of whites.
Well, Phil, that was the traditional view of the methamphetamine user. There's all kinds of people who deal it. Traditionally, yeah, you do have your mountain trash, trail trash, but methamphetamine is a drug that is speed, and it does seem to appeal to a wider range of white. And as a result, we're probably going to have to do a flare drop, and most likely we'll do a flare drop this weekend.
All right, now the flare drop that you're talking about is a system where you drop flares on a highway, narrowing the passage of traffic?
That is correct, Phil. We can do it at any given time if we feel it's necessary on the major roads leading into metropolitan areas. We've got a lot of auxiliary police forces around the country, Beaver Brigade up in Oregon. Of course, you've got the Gator Brigade, Minutemen, the simulated militiamen in Pennsylvania. Flare drop is when you drop flares from the vehicle, subcommander cruiser, and you narrow the traffic down. And it's not as bad as it sounds. We simply want to stop, take a peek in the car. We will ask people that do have methamphetamine. If they say no, then we do ask them to, we'll do a quick, what we call a very cursory check, which is what we call a checkpoint scan.
And what does that consist of?
That's very simple. We use it with a flashlight. We ask people to tilt their heads back. And if we can see any residual crystal powder or any kind of that.
All right, so you're asking people point blank, are you carrying any methamphetamines or anything like that?
That is correct.
And then you do what is called a checkpoint scan?
A checkpoint scan where we ask the people in the vehicle to tilt their heads back no more than a 45-degree angle, at which point then Subcommander Wilson or Subcommander Johnson will use a flashlight and check for any residual powder effect around the nostril area. And that, of course, indicates whether or not they most recently have snorted it, or what they call snorting it. And it is it's very difficult for me to say this, but primarily we will be pulling over whites.
You're going to be pulling over Caucasian drivers?
That's correct, yes, sir.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-686. The use of methamphetamine with my special guest, Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, is something that is in increasing usage. And according to him and individuals that work with his agency, it's primarily white people that are using it. As the result, this flare drop you're going to be doing, will black motorists be...
Well, if we see black motorists, Phil, we do have a pass lane. We'll go ahead and wave them on through. I don't know if you've been down to the border checkpoints, if you've been down to U.S. Marshal checkpoints down between San Diego and, say, San Clemente.
Yeah.
We will look in the vehicle. You will see us. If we see that it is a Caucasian, we're going to want to have to pull it over. It's tough. It's very tough.
Now, you're going to get a lot of people saying profile, profile, profile. You're profiling me.
That is correct.
What do you say to people who are telling you this is profiling white people?
I answer, Phil, with what any law enforcement officer, I think, would answer. And that is, we are looking for a suspect profile. We are not trying to profile all whites. We are not trying to profile all blacks. But there is a suspect profile we've got as primarily the methamphetamine user. The methamphetamine user, yes, is traditional mountain trash or white trash, biker trash, what have you. But a traditional methamphetamine user is also an individual who can be of any stripe, and primarily middle-class whites. That's why if we do see, for instance, a vehicle that may be driven by what we want to call mountain trash or any kind of lower class, or if we see motorcycle or a high-end vehicle of such a Mercedes, what you're looking at there are probably the dealer and you're probably looking at the primary supplier. We're looking for the people are using. And so that means that we're going to have to target individuals driving in vehicles which would be traditionally reserved for middle class.
And so this is completely going against type. You're looking for middle class whites. And
unfortunately, yes, that's right. And again,
all right, but you're telling me that you're not profiling.
No, sir, we are not profiling, and I really want to emphasize that, Phil. I got to tell you something right now. You're talking to a white man. And I'll tell you right now, it's not easy. I think in any walk of life, any police officer is going to tell you. It's a tough thing. If you're a white man, it's a tough thing to pull over another white man. But
Well, why is that?
Well, what I'm saying is he looks like you and acts like you. He doesn't look like he's a criminal.
Well, is it easier to pull over a black guy?
No, it's not, Phil. I don't want to get into it. Look, you backed me into a corner here.
Well, I mean, that's what you're saying. So you talk to any police officer, it's tough for a white man to pull over another white man.
What I'm trying to say is it's tough to see traditional criminal profiles beginning to blur over into all demographics. It's tough. And
well, you said it's tough for a white man to pull over another white man.
It's tough, yes. I'm a white man. No, you know. And when I got to flag down a white man, or if I have to flag down a white man or a white woman, yeah, there's a little bit of a hitch in my step, a little bit of a kind of a downcast eye. Because traditionally, when you're looking for this kind of thing, you are looking for an offender, maybe a minority or person of color.
And if this is a white person who's what you call mountain trash, biker trash, white trash,
that's a little bit different. Those individuals, you expect them to be offenders because those are traditionally the people that supply and produce and use crank, methamphetamine, crystal, meth, crystal wise, this kind of deal.
Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, a flare drop this weekend where they are going to be pulling over, or at least you're not pulling people over.
It's a checkpoint, Phil.
All right, so cars will be slowed down at a flare drop checkpoint. And they will simply, a question, right?
Question is, are you carrying methamphetamine? We do a very quick checkpoint scan, which is to ask you to tilt your head back. We use a flashlight on a nostril area, see if there's any sprinkling or particle sprinkling. And if there's not, tip of the cap, you're on your way.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Frank, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Jay Sanis.
Hey, Jay, what's up? I want to question your authority to be pulling over other citizens and flying and shining flashlights in their mouths. I mean, is that legal?
Yeah, it is.
How is it? I mean, you're a citizen, right? You're not a police officer.
Constitution of the United States gives you a constitutional arrest power, citizen's arrest power.
Yeah, but that's not.
But if you had gone to school, then you would have known that, so.
Yeah, but you're going beyond your citizen's arrest powers by pulling another car over.
No, not. I'm not even arresting. I'm simply slowing them down. Look in the car, do a very quick scan of the nostril area, and they're on their way.
You can't pull over somebody and shine a flashlight on their nostrils.
How is this? Let me ask you a question, sir. You're not telling me how this is. I'm not putting you in jail. I'm not arresting you. I'm not doing.
You're harassing me. You're harassing me. You're grabbing me.
I'm not harassing. Well, you're
grabbing me and shining a flashlight.
Well, you could say every day you walk out your door and I look at your face, it's harassing me. You know, that's kind of ridiculous. Anything could be seen as harassment. You know, the minute you come out of your front door wearing a sports jacket that's, I'm not really like, I'd say harassing me.
No, it isn't, because you're impeding this man's travel.
Well, no, that's not the case. I'm not impeding his travel. I'm simply, what kind of car do you drive, sir?
I have a red Grand Am, a Pontiac Grand Am.
Well, you must know, driving an automobile like that, I mean, we're going to be suspect.
It's a police officer, maybe, but not to you.
Your car is a suspect car, and I'll tell you why. A Pontiac Grand Am? Come on.
Well, no, be specific. What does that mean?
I think anybody in law enforcement will tell you a Pontiac Grand Am is driven by, let me put it this way, a whole lot of guys with baseball caps out there got Pontiac Grand Ams.
What is that supposed to mean?
Well, you know what I'm talking about. And I'm not saying you are, but
no, I don't know what you're talking about.
We're talking about mountain trash. We're talking about resort trash.
Well, you're calling this guy resort trash.
No, I am not. I'm saying traditionally.
All right, look at Frank. Thanks for your call. 1-800-449-8686, the number here on the Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Jay Sanis with the Citizens Auxiliary Police on our show tonight to talk about methamphetamine and crank. A drug that, according to him and his agency, is primarily used by whites. And so, therefore, during a flare drop this weekend, they will be slowing down and double-checking cars occupied by white people for either possession of methamphetamine or use. And that includes asking the occupant to tilt their head back and doing what they call a checkpoint scan of the nostrils with a flashlight. Is that a violation of someone's constitutional rights if they're not being arrested? Methamphetamine, the scourge now, according to Mr. Santos, of middle-class whites. And the other thing he said I found interesting, it's tough for him, a white man, to pull another white man over. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
We just want to take a peek over the shoulder of the police, that's all, just a little peek, kind of a peekaboo.
Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Jay Sanis with the Citizens Auxiliary Police joins us. We're talking about methamphetamine use, crank, crystal, ice, crystal meth, however you want to call it, and the fact that it's manufactured primarily by sort of suburban or rural whites, and many times is imported into the city by whites to be used by African-American children. Is that correct?
That has been the profile, Phil, and certainly we're trying to protect the African-American people from this kind of predatory new kind of threat, which, again, like I said, it's, I got to tell you, I've been in law enforcement here with Citizens Auxiliary Police since 1997. Even though we are a volunteer police agency, we see ourselves as police officers and everything like that. And I got to tell you, you know, as a white man, boy, you just kind of see things sinking when you see another white man coming on in with all that. And you tell a white man to tilt his head back, and you're looking for residual particle powdering around nostril portions. Well, I got to tell you, it hits you hard. And
let me ask you, you see a woman in a van with children. She's white, isn't that right?
Well, I don't know.
Well, let's say she's a Caucasian woman in a van with children, suburban woman in a van with children. You pull her over?
Unfortunately, yes, we do, Phil. Yes, we do. Because as you may or may not know, children are sometimes the unwitting accomplices of a lot of these adults. And
do you do this checkpoint scan?
Yes, we do.
On the children?
Unfortunately, yes, we do.
So you're having a baby in a car seat tilt his head back to see if there's any crank on his nostrils? I mean, come on, man.
Well, you know, you may laugh, but let me tell you something right now. A lot of these, especially the mothers, you know, if they're working with this mountain trash, what they'll do is they'll take some of that crank and pack it up the kid's nose. That's the way they hide it from a police officer. You go ahead and pack it right up the kid's nostril portion, and the kid don't know. Next thing you know, you got a kid who's jumping around, tries to get the keys to your car and everything. It's sad. It's very sad.
You're telling me a mother would take that stuff and shove it up her own kid's nose?
Well, you don't even know if it's her own kid or not. That's what we want to do is, say I got a blonde-haired woman, and the kid and the baby in the car seat's got curly, say, brown hair or something. Oh, it's a red flag. Okay, is that a real kid? Is it a fake kid? Is there somebody else? Is a prop kid or a stunt kid or whatever you want to call it?
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police on interdicting methamphetamine. WL, sir, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
Yes, sir.
I'm sitting here listening to this guy who was an auxiliary officer, and I just cannot believe this stuff. He actually is coming out of his mouth.
Are you in law enforcement, sir?
No, I'm not in law enforcement. But,
well, yeah, it's kind of hard.
But I have a lot of friends who are, and I did go to law school, so I do know some things.
Yes, sir.
But what I can't just blew me away when you were saying it hurts you basically to pull over white people. It hurts. I don't understand that.
Well, I think that's all I'm trying to say.
That goes
right. I don't mean anything by that, sir. I just
that goes straight to the heart of a lot of black people saying, hey, you know, we're tired of these white officers just pulling us over because we're black, driving while black. And a lot of people go, no, that doesn't happen.
Well,
but we sit here and hear you go, God, you know, I really, really sort of sounds like you enjoy pulling over a black person going, you know, we know you Negroes doing something wrong.
No, sir, I don't. That's not my thought process at all, sir, if you allow me to explain.
Well, that's what you said.
Well,
okay,
if you allow me to explain.
Go ahead.
It's just it's kind of, for instance, if you had a son or a daughter who got into trouble, and you remembered them as being young people who were carefree and good kids, and kind of get a little tear in your eyes, you go and bail them out of trouble, whatever it may be. Well, same deal, you know, look at another white man, you go, boy, I remember a time, you know, I'd give this guy as like a ticket for a busted taillight, look at this. So that's all I've...
Well, that's going exactly what this man's saying.
But you don't think black kids were once young and carefree and innocent?
A lot of this mountain trash is bringing this methamphetamine into town to be used by African-American kids. We're trying to stop that.
Can I ask you, what town is this also?
Well, any city. We're talking about major metropolitan areas.
You from this area, black kids don't mess with meth like white kids do.
That's exactly
right. If you're talking about some weed, okay. If you're talking about meth, black kids don't do that.
Exactly, but the mountain trash is trying to get the black kid to do it because they're all out of the market among the whites is saturated. So now they got to spread out.
But why don't you concentrate a little more on not looking at color and just try to trying to stamp out the crowd, because I can tell you,
well,
I am a black man who you know.
Well, then what are you worried about?
When I get pulled over by white guys for no reason, then we have it right there.
You're barking up the wrong tree. You know, you're that's a dog that won't hunt. I'm not pulling you over. If I see you, I just go on. I'm just waving you through. But if I see
you, you're not pulling me over today. But the same guys who think like you and sit around and hear you talk, they'll be the same guys that go, you know what? That's that guy driving that white BMW. Let's pull him over and see what's going on.
Well, I don't know. All I'm talking about is methamphetamine. I'm primarily targeting the mountain trash and what have you. And
by the way, when you say mountain trash, you're talking about white folks?
Well, yeah. That's, you know, suburban, what are your resort trash, your mall trash, yeah.
I'm sorry. I hate to interject again. You really sound very ignorant. It's almost like a joke.
Sir,
that you have the authority to ask me to hold my head back and let you look up. I don't have to give you the right.
I'm not asking you to, sir. You're black. I'm not going to ask you.
White or black, you don't have the power to say hold your head back.
All I'm saying is tilt your head back for a second. Let me see if there's any residual.
The only thing I can tell you, no.
Powder up your nostril.
All right. WL, thank you for your call, sir. We'll be back with Jay Santos, Citizens Auxiliary Police, targeting white motorists for methamphetamine. 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry, drug addict. Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I'm with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. They're doing flare drops this week, and you are interdicting you're checking for methamphetamine, correct, Jay?
That's correct, Phil. Methamphetamine is a drug that is, methamphetamine is a drug that is primarily used now by whites, and it is being dealt by whites. What we're trying to do is what we call a checkpoint scan on a flare drop, and all these whites will come in and try to push this stuff on black kids, and the black kids, you know, are getting cleaned up.
You know, we've had some callers saying a lot of the stuff you're saying sounds like profiling, even if it is just whites.
It is not, Phil. What we're doing, it's a suspect profile. Ask anybody in law enforcement, and they'll tell you a suspect profile. And
tell me how this, and then I want to get to another phone call. When you stop a car, can you hear me, Jay?
I can hear you fine, Phil.
When you stop a car, and you are asking them to tilt their head back.
Let me tell you how we do it. We basically will say, we want to do a checkpoint scan. We will take the individual by the back of the head if they have hair or, you know, something to get a grip on, and we'll pull the head back, and then the other subcommander will use a flashlight. We wave it across the nostril area three times, and what that does is, one of the reasons why they call it crystal is it does have almost a shimmering or crystal-like effect. So when you wave the flashlight back and forth, it kind of sparkles, and you can see it sparkling right there under the nose. And just a second.
She's clear. I checked it.
Because we're doing a checkpoint right now, so.
So are you grabbing them by the hair and pulling the head back?
We're not grabbing by the hair, but we're getting a handful of hair. Yeah, we're just tilting the head back slightly.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Mary, go ahead. Hi, Mary.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead, ma'am. You're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Santos.
Can't even hear her.
Mr. Santos.
Yeah, ma'am, your phone is really bad. Hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go over to Ken. Ken, go ahead. Ken?
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah. You know, we're living in a pretty difficult society in this day and age, and I think it's really ridiculous that people are fussing about being checked for something like this. If you're not doing something wrong, then what are you worried about?
That's our point exactly,
We've got to enforce the laws to try to protect our children.
Exactly, sir.
And that's my only comment. If you're not doing something wrong, what are y'all upset about?
Exactly, sir. And so, sir, where do you live, by the way?
On the Texas-Mexican border, where we have a lot of drugs in our area.
All right, so you don't mind having someone grab you by the back of the head and pull you back and check your nose?
Well, I don't know as I like the idea of them grabbing me by the back of my head, but I wouldn't mind tilting my head back, letting them see all they want to look at.
Well, what we have to do is grab a handful of your hair, though, and pull your head back.
Why? Why is that?
Because what we need is for the muscles to relax in the neck area.
Okay.
So, unfortunately, yes, sir, we do.
See, to me, that sounds wrong.
What?
Grabbing a handful of hair and pulling a guy's head back?
Well, that's what I do. If this guy said it, you know, if you got nothing wrong with you, what's wrong with that?
Plus, you're pulling babies' heads back, kids' heads back?
That's right. But you agree, right, Ken?
Well, I don't know if I agree exactly with the way, with your methodology, but I think that there's nothing wrong with checking, because we're living in a very difficult age.
We are, absolutely.
We've got to police, to some extent at least, to try to protect our society a little bit.
We had a woman that we pulled over last week. You'd be interested, Phil, and the gentleman on the phone. She was an elderly woman, and for all the world, she looked like someone's grandmother. When we finally got the clothes off of this woman, we found two kits, an eight ball.
What do you mean when you got the clothes off of her?
Well, we had to strip her down because we knew that here's an individual. She looks like grandma, you know, like everybody, grandma. Yeah, right. When we got her down to her underwear. So I think this gentleman knows what I'm talking about.
What do you mean you get her down to her underwear? Did you find drugs?
We had reason to believe she had drugs on her. Yes, sir. Right, Ken?
Well, I don't know. That's getting a little difficult, but I still think maybe I wouldn't agree with all the ways procedures you're using, but I think that the basic premise of what you're doing is good because
thank you.
We've got to put a lid on.
Well, I had a rubber glove. I had one of those KitchenMade rubber gloves. Yeah, I had stuck a hand down there. I'll tell you what we came up with.
Oh my God, man! I mean, you don't even have the arrest power that the regular police have. You're sticking a rubber glove on? You mean one of those latex gloves that the doctors use?
No, it's one of those deals you get in the supermarket. Just a regular rubber glove. And I can tell you right now, no, you're right. She did not have drugs on her. But why was she struggling? See, that's a question mark to me. Right, Ken?
I don't know about that.
Well, you started out agreeing with me, and I don't understand this phone call. You sound like the kind of guy who gets a little gun-shy, you know, kind of nervous.
I'm just wondering if you're going maybe a little bit too far with some of this checking business.
Well, you started out saying that you agreed with me, and now you're getting kind of wet feet on me.
No, I agree with your checking people to see if they have drugs, but I don't know about stripping down an old lady. Take her to the police station, have them do it.
What if she's got drugs on her?
Like that.
What if she's got drugs? Well, the cops don't care. They're too busy getting a donut and all that deal. Now, I'll tell you.
Wait a minute, man. Taking an old lady and sticking a KitchenMade rubber glove on.
Come on, get a rubber glove on it.
I want it.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm right here, Phil. I wanted to thank the gentleman for supporting us in the work that we do. And I just very appreciate it, Ken. Thank you very much.
Okay.
All right.
Rubber glove, car 6.
See, that guy does not agree with your method.
Yes, he does, Phil. I think you very clearly heard him say.
No, he doesn't. Not when he heard you say that you're sticking a KitchenMade rubber glove on and going into an old lady's underwear with it. No, he did not. John, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, my name is John.
I used to be
a police officer. And I don't think this is correct. You have no police authority to do anything.
Well, sir, I can tell you that I'm an auxiliary police officer, citizen volunteer. Police are overworked. And let's face it, sir. I mean, I hate to, I don't want to say this about the police because they're hardworking guys. Let's face it, as far as interdicting drug traffic, as far as making our streets safe from drugs, cops about as been about as effective as a fart in a whirlwind.
NTF, I mean, they take care of things like that. You're nobody.
Who takes care of what? I mean, they're not taking care of anything. We're trying to keep these the mountain trash from bringing their crystal meth in.
Okay, if you cross me, and I'm a white male. I am a white male. I do a lot of traveling. And I come up to one of your little flare side road stops, and you're going to stop me. And
Wait a minute. First of all, if I flare you down, it's what we call flare down.
Okay.
All right.
Why should I stop you?
I beg your pardon?
Why should I stop you?
All I want you to do is let me grab the back of your head, pull it back, so we can get a quick scan on your nostrils.
And if I don't let you?
We got a situation.
I have a situation.
Yeah, what does that mean, he has a situation?
Well, obviously the gentleman's resisting.
Okay, but you are nobody for me to resist to.
Okay. Well, sir, first of all, let me ask you this. You're a white man. So as I approach the vehicle and I see that you're a white man, there's going to be a little bit of sadness, and I'm going to approach you with probably a little bit more gentleness.
Why is that sad? Okay,
what is that about?
What about the Hispanic? Well, I mean, does it have to be a white man? There's a lot of, you know... With methamphetamine, there's all kinds of races that...
Yeah, but you know, as a former police officer, that the primary dealer of the methamphetamine crystal meth is your trailer, you know, the white trailer.
Okay, I come from Southern California. Has a lot of Hispanics that are on methamphetamine.
I don't know of any Mexican that's on that as of today.
Okay, well...
But I do know a ton of your... a lot of these guys, girlfriend...
Have you ever dealt with any drug addicts before in your life?
Have I ever done what?
Have you ever dealt with any drug addicts, like, as far as citizen policing, I guess, as you say?
I'm telling you right now, a lot of the mountain trash.
When you're talking about mountain trash, you mean white folks.
That's correct.
All right, look, John, thank you for your call, sir. 1-800-449-8686.
Why'd you hang up on? You used to be a police officer.
He used to be a police officer, huh? Well, I have to go to a commercial break.
All right. Well, I'm just going to be here interdicting people.
Yeah, you do that.
Well, I've got a white man in car 2, and I need a rubber glove over here and a old lady in car 6.
Now, feel like...
All right, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police on methamphetamine, interdicting it, stopping cars with flares, and looking up the nostril. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Survivor Compton. Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Our final few minutes with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Not a legal police agency, Mr. Santos. I mean, not an official police agency. You're stopping cars looking for methamphetamine, cars that are primarily driven by white people, and you're doing it by dropping flares in the middle of a public highway. And there's a lot of people questioning the legality of this.
Right. Let me tell you something about what I do and why it's a little difficult for me not to lose my temper with somebody like you.
No, wait a minute. You got to answer my questions, not give a speech. You are...
Mr. Henry, we've got a methamphetamine problem on account of these people who disgrace other whites. Now, this is your trailer trash, mountain trash. You got these people, I'll tell you what, so does mountain trash, the prettiest little mountain trash you ever did see. Driving down in a Windstar van, and I'm trying to save lives. So you can give me all your gobbledygook about legalities, but I'll tell you right now, if it'll keep the cranked methamphetamine, crystal methamphetamine, from infiltrating the outer portions, I'll get a handful of your hair, pull your head back 6 ways to sunset. And I'll take a good long look up your nostril. I'll tell you something right now. I'll count every hair in your nose. And that's what it takes.
And if it's not legal?
What's not legal about it? I'm trying to keep drugs. Since when is it not legal to try to keep drugs away?
It's the way you do it, man. The police have had this problem since time began. It's not so much whether the perpetrator is caught. Was he caught in a legal manner? And
well, that's a lot of gobbledygook.
It's past 7.
That's, to me, is a lot of gobbledygook. You got a lot of gobbledygook.
Yeah, okay. Here is Ron. Ron, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, Ron. Hello?
Yes. Yeah, go ahead, Ron. You're on the air.
Yeah, I live in the state of Oregon. I'm going to give you a little background of what I do. I'm a repossession recovery agent for automobiles, okay? So I deal hand-in-hand with police officers on a nightly basis, okay? When there's a situation where you think there's illegal activity, whether it's drug use, auto theft, somebody breaking into a house, burglary, anything like that, harassment whatsoever, you do not have the authority to interrupt that crime, okay? When you're talking about a citizen, underlying citizen, okay, when you say citizen, that's exactly what you are. You are not law enforcement. You are not any form of law agency whatsoever. You are strictly a citizen. If I was that citizen and I walked up to you and I said, sir, you are a suspect of drug activity, and I put my hand on you, you would have the legal right to
Well, sir, the thing you're not understanding is I'm fully uniform. I'm fully uniform. I wear a blue armband. So we're fully, I have a blue armband.
I'm having a hard time hearing him.
I'm saying. I wear a blue armband with a white pith helmet. So we're fully recognized and recognizable. Okay?
Okay, I didn't hear what you said because you got too much background noise.
He said that he wears a pith helmet and a blue armband so that they're fully identified.
That's okay, correct. I can go to the local 7-Eleven and buy myself a little handband. It doesn't matter. That doesn't give you a legal right unless you have a DPPST badge number.
Well, what does that stand for?
Sir, unless you have one, you do not have the legal authority to do anything to anybody, period.
Okay, so that in other words, if methamphetamine comes into my neighborhood, I can go find Ron and say, thanks, Ron. Thanks very much. Okay.
No.
Just wanted to know. No, I just wanted to know.
Okay.
As I was explaining,
if you put your hand on me flat out.
Okay. That's fine, Ron.
Flat
so
out.
When
if
methamphetamine.
You put your hand on me.
Yeah.
I have the legal right to press, not assault charges because there's no markings, no bruises, no blood, no anything like that, but it's called a level 3 harassment.
All I'm doing is looking up your nostril. Jesus.
Oh, you said you grab a handful of hair
and pull my head back.
And that is correct. That means you are putting force upon my body. That is not necessary.
Well, don't you think it's a little game?
Also.
All right, let's wrap it up, boys. Ron says this isn't legal.
In the state of Oregon, if you did that to me, I would have the legal right to brandish a weapon to you. That is called self-defense on my part. And I'll tell you straight up, if you did that, I guarantee you, I'm pulling into my glove box.
What are you pulling out of there, gloves?
Ha, ha, ha.
Go to your glove box. You go to your glove box, Ron, the thing you'll be pulling out of there is a box of tissue. I'm Jay Santos.
And if you want to know what I drive a 97 four-door long bed dually Chevrolet truck.
Well, you know that that says methamphetamine right there. Why would you tempt me? In other words, why would you drive around a car that says, hi, I snorted straight off of a kitchen knife?
Whenever the laws of any state are broken,
why would you do that?
Newly authorized organization swings
you're
into
joke.
Action.
You're
it
joke.
May be
you
called
be
the
sir, you're a joke.
State troopers, militia, the rangers, or the highway patrol. These are the stories of the men whose training, skill, and courage have enforced and preserved our state laws.